Praise be to God.
我们赞美主。
My impression of most Asian immigrants to the U.S. Pretty much is all of us here. Is that you are intellectuals?
我的感觉啊，就是我们这个所有的亚洲来的移民呢，很多的情况是他们都是这种受过这个教育的这个人。
You like to think logically. You like to rationalize information.
So, 我们多数的情况下，我们会有自己的头脑和思维，做出比较逻辑上的判断。
My understanding is that you appreciate an intelligent discussion, a reasonable argument. You appreciate it.
这个我们。大多数的人呢都会特别有这种思维，说的我们要有一种逻辑上的这个判断和逻辑上的这个思维。
So that's what I hope to do today is to present to you as the Lord helps me to present to you a logical, thoughtfulThinking intellectual argument.
今天呢，我想为大家做的事情呢，也是想模仿或者模拟这个模式。就是呢，我用那个主给我的力量，完了以后呢，我做这个我的这个讲演，这个讲道，能够有一些这个很逻辑上的思维，帮助大家。
And I hope, you know.That as we do this, I'm not giving you mere logic, but I am supporting it with scripture, with God's word.
今天我这个讲道的模式呢，就是呢，我不光是要给你们这个逻辑，而且呢，我会联系到我们这个我们经上的、我们道上讲的一些东西呢，给大家做一些分析、比较。
And I hope in that process it proves to you that.God's word is not just a set of illogical, you know, doesn't make sense, doesn't apply to this day kind of stories. I hope it does. I hope I prove that to you.
通过我今天这个讲解这个过程，希望呢，就是我给大家能联系到我们的经上的呢。说你让你认为这是一种真实的东西，不是说不符合逻辑的，或者是那个思维比较混乱的一些东西。说今天呢，这是我想做的事情。
Right, and rather it is a very powerful living word of God that is applicable and appealing. It entices us even this day.
就说今天我的这个给大家解释讲解的这些东西呢，就是说它是一个非常有power 很这个有力量的一些词句和这个词语，能reach到大家。
So let me begin by asking you a question.
那么我开始呢，我现在给大家问一个问题。
Are you a human being?
这个问题就是我们是人类吗？是人吗？这个中文有点 offensive 哈。
Yes, I'm waiting for an answer. Yes.
Yeah, 大家都是
yes. Yes. Okay, good.
Okay, 是的。
How can you prove it?
说那你怎么证明你是一个人，是一个人类呢？
So here's a possibility. You don't wag your tail and lap up food from a bowl like a dog would.
Okay.
So since you don't do like a dog, you're not a dog, correct?
所以说呢，你们大家听了，你们说的是 yes， 是的。那么我可以说呢，现在是你们有一个原因说这个的原因呢，就是说你第一个没有尾巴，第二个你也不能把你的尾巴动起来，而且呢，我们吃饭的时候，我们中国人都用筷子，我们也不是用这个把碗捧起来，就是对嘴对着直接吃，所以像那个狗一样的那样子的。
Or you don't swing from trees and scratch your fur, sounds right. So you're not a monkey, correct?
所以我们呢，大家呢，你们也不会是，也没有这个能力，从这个一个树上窜到另外一个树上， 完了以后呢，又自己会挠背啊，什么这个把你自己的毛给抖起抖出来啊，解痒啊，什么这些东西。所以说，这个是我们一个人类的另外一个表示。
So you walk on two feet, you wear clothes, you can carry a sensible conversation. I say something, you understand it, correct?
说你们我们大家在座的都是用两条腿走路，而且呢我们大家都穿着衣服，而每当我问出一个什么问题来给大家的时候，你们也一个回很这个很有理由的回答，就很这个 rich 这个。
So you have a sense of joy, you have laughter. If you tell a joke to a monkey, it won't laugh.
Okay.
You do.
我们大家都有思维，都有思想，我们有感觉。就是我们大家在讲笑话的时候，大家会喜悦或者是大笑，开怀大笑。但是这个同样的，你如果我们讲给一个猴子听的话，它不会有这种反应。
You express sorrow, sadness. You have compassion for others. You have love.
当我们悲伤的时候，我们这个激动的时候，我们有其他一种另外的一些感官感觉。
So in other words, you act like human beings. You demonstrate some characteristics of human beings. So you must be human.
所以我们如果是在我们的行为、我们的言语和我们的一些动作上面，如果我们是按照人的这个方法或者方式在做的话，那我可以有一个比较logic 的判断，这个思维就说你是一个人，是个人类。
But then tomorrow, let's say starting tomorrow, one of you or somebody you know starts acting like a dog or a donkey or a monkey, right? What would you expect them to be treated like human beings would be treated?
大家可以试想一下，如果在明天，如果我们在座的任何人啊，就是说，如果你自己的一些行为、一些动作。比如说你在模仿一些狗，或者是做一些驴啊，或者是一个猴子的一些行为或者动作的话，那么这个时候，你能指望你的旁人或者你的族群里边的人，其他的社会中的人，能认为你还是一个人类吗
？Or rather, would you expect them to be treated like a lunatic, a person who is mentally disabled？
也许这个时候人家会可能认为你是一个傻子，完了以后你的这个是不是脑子进水了这样子的？
If I start doing that, my family may put up with me for some time, try to take me to a doctor, right?
如果是我自己做这个事情的话，那也许我的家里边的人呢，他可能会把我有一些忍让，甚至呢可能会送我去医院去看看病。
But then if I don't change, if I'm not cured, then I will be locked away. I will be put in a mental asylum, a place for crazy people.
如果是这种情况下持续下去而且不见好转的话，大家可以想象我可能会被送到这个精神病院里边去，做一些更进一步的这个修养或者是被医治。
In other words, my own family, if I start acting like that, will lock me away. Will treat me as if I am unfit for the community of human beings.
如果是我的 family 的话，我要是继续要做这些事情，完了以后呢，他们就会认为我在这个咱们这个社会里边是不太相识相符的，所以他们会把我送去到一个特殊的地方。
So here's my logic. Here's my reasoning. If humansDon't act like human beings, they will not be treated like human beings.
所以这个时候呢，就是我的一个思维，或者是我现在的一个比较有逻辑的思维，就是那如果你是一个人，是一个人类，但是呢，你不有这个正常人的思维和一些动作行为的话，那么这个时候呢，就没法把你看成是一个人，一个人类。
So in other words,They won't be included with the rest of humanity. They will be removed and separated, locked away.
这个时候呢，你就会我们多数的人就会认为你不 fit 我们这个不适合于在我们这个族群族人类里边生活，那么他就会把你送到其他地方，而且让你把你放隔开隔离。
So let me ask you again, are you a human being?
好，这个时候让我再问你们大家一遍，你们是人是人类吗？
This is important that you understand and accept this logic. Otherwise, I can close the message. Message is done.
Okay. 如果这个时候是个非常重要的一个信息，所以说我现在希望大家都非常非常明白，否则的话，我今天的这个讲道就可以结束了。
So, everybody agree? We act like humans. We are humans. Correct.
大家同意哈？我们是人，是人类。
Okay. So, let me ask another question.
现在呢，让我再问大家另外一个问题。
That was the logic. This is the challenge question.
这次呢不是这个逻辑上的 question， 是一个向大家比较有点挑战的一个问题哈。
Are you a Christian？
我们是基督徒吗
？Are you a Christian？ Yes。
我们的问题是的。
Why is it important to be a Christian？ I'll address that a little bit later。
说为什么什么东西最重要的是就认为我们是基督徒，基督徒的最重要的在你心里边是什么东西？
The follow-up question is, how can you prove you're a Christian？
那么跟着来的一个下一个问题呢，就是说你怎么能证明你自己是一个基督徒？
Yeah. So if humans are expected to act like human beings, Christians are expected to act likeChristians are supposed to.
刚才那个例子就是说，你看，我们如果是承认我们自己是人，是人类，那么我们的行为、我们的言语要像一个人一样的。那同理，在这个你认为你是一个基督徒，那么你的基督徒也你的言行和你的言语的话，也应该是表现成一个基督徒的样子。
So what characteristics or what behaviors is a Christian expected to demonstrate?
那么我们现在说再问一下，就说作为一个基督徒，我们的一些特性，我们的一些人类的，我们一些特性和我们的一些行为，在什么地方可以在大众之前面前表现出来
？So you all attend church on Sunday morning. You attend Chinese Christian church. So you must be a Christian.
所以你每周日你到我们这个教堂来，到这个中国教堂来，每次都来，那么这个时候是不是可以说你就是一个基督徒呢
？Is that enough？
这个是不是已经充分条件就认为你是一个基督徒了呢
？That is somewhat true. Christians do attend church on Sunday morning, but that by itself is not enough.
Okay， 这个那个基督徒每次到教会来，这是从某一种角度上讲，这个是对的，是正确的。完了以后呢，但是呢，就是说这个是不是很充分了？就是用每次到教会来，每个周日来，你就是一个基督徒了。
Because not all who attend church on Sunday morning are Christians.
大家也知道，我们这个在座的，我们有弟兄姐妹，但是也有我们的一些朋友，所以说每天你来教会的人。不一定都是基督徒。
Like for example, you can teach a parrot to talk. Does it become human being?
举个例子来讲的话，我们可以教这个鹦鹉学舌，但是呢，我们可以认为它是一个人类吗
？There are some guidelines that we can follow that by which we can say this person is Christian.
有一些比较明显的一些特征的话，我们可以分享给大家的话，认为这是一个基督徒应该做可以表现出来的样子。
The word Christian means a follower of Christ。
这个基督徒呢，从这个解释更深的解释呢，就是基督的信徒，都跟从基督的。
In fact, the word Christian comes from the Greek word Christianos, which means one who does like Christ does.
这个英语的翻译从这个希腊文过来的，叫 Christo。这个意思呢，就是翻译成就是说我们跟从这个主模仿他像他的样子的。 这个意思翻译是这样的。
In fact, we find that in several places in the Bible also, and I want to point a few where we are called to be imitators of Christ.
在这个我们的圣经上面呢，也有一些地方，就是说，解释了这个基督徒像，就是怎么样子，就是模仿基督的，像他的样子。
You know, the first one is in, it's on the screen in for you. It is in 1 John chapter 2 verses 5, you know, the middle of verse 5 and verse 6.
Yeah, 这是一个约翰一书里面写的，大家可以看在这个屏幕上面。
It says, this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did.
凡遵从主道的爱神的心里面完全实在是完全的，从此我们知道我们是在主里面的。
Also in Romans chapter 8 verse 29,
罗马书八章二十九节也在讲，
which you should see it on the screen now. For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先他所知道的人，就预先效仿他儿子的模样，使他儿子在众多弟兄中做长子。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1,
哥林都前书十一章一节也在讲，
Be imitators of me as I am of Christ, or follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
How many of you think Jesus attended church on Sunday morning and after that he didn't do anything else?
这里有多少人认为我们这个主基督耶稣每个星期天到教会来，完了教会以后他不做任何的其他的事情。
So attending church by itself.And then after that, you know, leading a very worldly life, worrying about things, worrying about your jobs, worrying about your money, worrying about your home, worrying about your children, watching TV, running after, you know, boys, running after girls, and girls waiting for the boys. Is that what he did?
那么基督耶稣是不是他每次从那个教会出去以后，他就很担忧他的家庭，很担忧他的子女的成长，很担心他的工作的走向，很担心他有没有被别人说完了，有没有去追求女孩子，或者是有女孩子追求他这样子，所以我们世人所关注关心的一些事情。
Or is it enough if we just have like good behavior? We do all good things. We are kind. We are helpful. We don't get into quarrels with our neighbors. You know, you mow your yard on time. You don't let the grass grow too high. You take care of your kids and your dogs. And does that make you like Christ?
如果我们是设想我们是个好人的话，我们自己有好的行为，在这个社会被所谓社会接受，比如像我们关心我们的孩子，爱护我们的家庭，我们在也不跟我们的邻居有任何的争吵或者是争执，每次呢我也把这个就是我们草地都割得修剪得修修整整的，不要让我们的neighbor去给我们在 complain 这些，这样子呢是不是就认为我们是基督徒了呢？
So in other words, being good by itself is not enough to be a Christian. For example, how many of you became a Christian in midlife? You know, you followed some other religion or you didn't believe in God and then you became a Christian. How many of you?
所以说有你在这个光有这种好的行为好的行动这样子呢也不是能够充分证明你就是一个好的基督徒了。那么这个时候有一个问题问大家，就是说我们这里有多少人就是在以前的时候你曾经信过什么，比如像佛教啊，什么这个另外的不是基督教的教义啊，什么众会啊什么之类的，而且从你的这个 middle age 的时候，就在你中年的时候或者已经成长成人了以后而转信的基督徒有多少人，请举个手。
Can you just feel in your heart that you're Christian? Can you justScream at the top of your lungs, I am Christian! Put a badge, Christian. Does that make you Christian?
也许你很激动，或者说是你受到一些环境的时候，你可以对着众人或者大地都喊说，哎，我是一个基督徒，我甚至还可以做一些比如说标志别在我的身上，比如十字架或者是基督的耶稣的像在我的身上的话，或者我的衬衫上的时候，这样是不是就可以足够了呢？
See, the Bible says you can do all that. You can be good. You can attend church on Sunday morning.Even Muslims and Buddhists have their own places of worship, and they do it more regularly than we do. That doesn't make them Christian, correct?
所以说你看我们有其他的像这个我们的穆斯林兄弟还有是一个佛教的信徒们，他们也经常去他们的教会，他们的 church, 但是这个时候呢也并不能认为并不能把他们看成是一个基督徒。
No, instead what we saw and what the Bible says is that we have to be like Christ to be Christian.
刚才我们读那些经文好几段的话都可以让大家看见了，就是说我们必须要像基督一样去模仿他，只有这样子的我们才能把自己变成一个真正的一个基督徒。
How can we be like Christ? I mean, what steps, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, if I follow these 8 or 10 rules,then I'll be like Christ, you know, so that's what I need to do. Is there anything like that?
我们怎么样才能这个跟从基督是不是有一种方式或者一个checklist 上面写的，比如说甲乙丙丁勾戊己庚申，完了以后如果我把甲乙丙丁全部做完了以后是不是到比如说瑞士到最后一点了以后，那我就变成基督徒了呢？
The Bible gives us the answer.
这个圣经给了我们一个很明确的一个答案。
In fact, it's a very simple answer.
是一个非常简单的一个答案。
And it is found in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
是在这个约翰一书里面，大家可以看一下这个屏幕上打出来的。
1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says this: Dear friends, now we are children of God.
So,
and what we will be has not yet been made known to us.
So, 亲爱的弟兄们，现在我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is.
所以当这个基督再现的时候，我们一定要让我们自己像他。
So, let me read that part again. We shall be like him. We shall be like Christ. And that word is there in the English language. It is for, which means because, for this reason. Why are we like him?For we shall see him as he is.
在这个地方呢，这个英文这个词 like, 还有包括这个，其实是不是说喜欢，是像的意思，要怎么像他。那么像他的原因是什么呢？就是他刚才解释了，我们这个英文的一个词叫 for 就是很这个原因。
So the clue to being like Christ, which makes us Christian, is to see him.As he is, not our imagination of him, but as he is exactly.
所以这个地方呢，给大家的暗示呢，就是说要像他，像他呢，不是说我们想象的里边的像，是这个我们书上、我们圣经上说的，怎么叫像他，怎么叫跟从他。
And that means to be a Christian, to be like Christ, we need to have an accurate.And a complete, perfect knowledge of Him as God Himself sees Christ.
所以说呢，这个时候呢，就要求我们呢，要有一种比较完整的、正确的、准确的一个形象，让我们在这个怎么去像他。
Now many of you see me, you see our brother here, and you see each other, and you have.An idea of what kind of a person you're looking at. You have some idea.
所以当时我们如果看见一个人的时候你就会有一种印象，他是像什么样子的样子人，就是虽然我们不能以外观看人，但是能有一个像看像什么样子的人。
And there are a few brothers amidst us, you know, who I have had the blessing of knowing for some time. You know me a little bit better than the rest of you know me.
在这门咱们之中呢，有一些兄弟姊妹，包括认识我多一些，但是呢。
But then my wife and my children, they know me in a greater detail. They know more about me than you do.
所以尽管呢，就是你们认识我几年的一些的兄弟姊妹呢，但是如果比较起我的家庭家人的话，我的家人呢会比你们更深更多了解我自己。
Some of the details of my life are known only to her and not to the rest of the world.
可以想象，就是说有一些比较细致的生活上的事情呢，只有我的妻子知道，完了以后，其他人都不知道的。
In other words, by living with me, and by being my partner, and walking with me in my life, she knows more about me. She sees me as I really am.
因为我的妻子呢跟我生活非常接近，我们相濡以沫的多年，所以说呢她知道我更多更细更一些深的一些信息，而其他人所不知道的，在这么多年我们的生活之中。
And likewise many people know about Christ who he is and may know what they have heard from others.But only those people who have walked with him closely know him in great detail.
在同理，大家可以想象，就是我们有在很多时间、很多的场景的时候，就说你只知道这个基督是什么样子的，这教会是什么样子的，但是呢，你就没有那些一直遵从他这个学习他信仰他的人呢，更有这种知道理解这个我们的基督。
Only those people see him more accurately, more completely. They have a sound, well-rounded knowledge of him.
所以只有我们那种很信的基督徒每天学习他的时候，跟他很接近的人，接近的信徒的话，才对我们的基督耶稣有更细致完整的准确的这种理解。和知道认知。
So, how do you see Christ?
所以你怎么能看见我们的基督耶稣？
If somebody mentions the name Jesus Christ to you, what picture comes to your mind?
所以当你在听到有人讲这个唱我们的主名的时候，那么这个时候呢，你的心里或者你的想法里边。这个基督耶稣在你的脑海里的形象是什么样子的呢？
You see him as a savior and a lord, as a friend or a brother.
你看见他，你会想到是他是我们的救主吗？是我们的上帝，或者是我们的兄弟姊妹，或者是我们的家人吗？
If somebody mentions the name Jesus Christ, do you see the picture of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
当有人在提起我们的主名的时候，你能在你的脑海里浮现出他是我们这个王中王，是我们的主中之主。
Do you see him as the creator who is majestic and rules over all of his creation?
所以你能看见他是我们这个一个世界的创造者，宇宙的创造者，他能控制掌管所有的一切的吗？
You see him as a patient.Kind, loving, serving, blessing, just and glorious God.
或者是你能看见他是一个非常有耐心，很有耐心和爱心，还有平等的对我们很有那个信心的一位救主吗
？So when someone mentions Jesus Christ.Are those all of the characteristics that you can think together in one thought and say, yes, I know him?
所以说当有人提出这个我们的主提起我们的主名的时候，你能把我刚才讲的所有的那些这个性格特征都联系在你脑海里头，认为他就是我们的救主。
And even that is not the most fullest view. It is a correct view, but it is not the most complete view.
尽管是这样子的话，我可以告诉大家，这个还不是我们这个救主的一个完整的一个一个影像或者一个印象。但是呢，多数的这个正确的印象呢，已经在那里了。
And we can, on this side of eternity, because of our sinful nature, before Christ returns, we cannot, even if you try the hardest, you cannot see him fully as God sees him.
因为在他回来之前，我们所有的呢，因为我们是人类，我们是 human being， 所以我们不能看见完完整整的，一点不漏的这个影像。但是呢，这是我们的局限。等他回来之前，但是呢，这是我们能够做到或看到的比较完整的一个影像。
But then God doesn't leave us without help.2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. You should have it on the screen.
所以尽管他这个我们的基督耶稣离开我们了，完了以后他还没有回来，在这期间呢，实际上他也不是把我们就丢在地上不管了，但实际上很多地方呢，他给了我们一些帮助的一些下面请看这个书上讲的。
Yeah, verse 18 says this, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
Yes, 哥林多后书说的，我们众人既然要敞着脸才能看见主的阳光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，从同主的灵变成的。
So what the text says is that you have to reflect Lord's glory. In order to reflect something like a mirror would reflect light, the mirror has to faceThe light. It cannot be face down. It has to be facing the light in order to be able to reflect the Lord's glory.
为了让这个镜子呢能这个反射成功的话，大家有这个经验，就是说你必须要把镜子要对着你要需要能要反射的这个物件或者物体上面或者人上面。你要如果是如果主在上方，你把镜子对着底下的话，那么你这个反射是不会成功的。
And when we do that, when we are reflecting, when we are seeing the Lord's glory, the word says we are being transformed into His image. In other words, we are being made like Him.
如果是我们把这个镜子呢对着我们的荣耀的主的话，那么这个时候呢，它反射出来的东西呢就会有它的信息反射到这个镜上，就把我们自己的就这个转换成这个它的形象。
So in other words, as we contemplate His glory, as we see Him as He is, as we are looking at Him and learning about Him, getting a knowledge about Him, we are being made like Him.
所以说呢，如果我们在模仿这个程序这个过程的话，我们看见他，看他的荣耀，我们就把他接受他的荣耀，那这个时候呢，就会把我们自己变成越来越像他。
So, as you meditate on the truths about Him, as you learn like the song we sang earlier, deeper and deeper for an understanding of Christ, going deep into God's Word, as you contemplate Him, you are becoming more like Christ.
就是你，我们越来承认自己的罪过，承认他所有刚才讲的这个我们主的这些荣耀的这些特性特征的话，而且我们自己在不断的向这个方面靠拢的话，我们就会越来越像他。
In other words, the Bible is where we can contemplate Him more.
这个我们这个圣经呢，是上里边有很多东西，我们越来越学习的多的话，我们就可以看见更加清晰完整的。
So as you study the Bible, as you seek to learn and understand and gain knowledge about Him, you will start becoming more and more like Him.
所以说我们越来越多的学习我们的这个圣经，它的言语词句，那么这个时候呢，我们就会自己把自己就磨练成就越来越，第一个是跟从他，第二个就是越来越像他。
But even that is not a very compelling case for studying the Bible. Instead, in order to explain the seriousness of why is it so important and how should we approach the Bible, I have some texts that the Bible helps us with.
所以就是光学习这个书啊，就是说它这个把它全部的词语的叠加在一起啊，实际上这是不够的。就是说我们还有一些更近身的这个学习，才能让我们更深的了解这个我们的这个圣经像什么样子。
The Bible helps us to understand that learning about Christ doesn't necessarily mean open the Bible, read it once, and throw it away, and you're done.
Yeah, 就是我刚才说的那个词，就是说你如果是只是读经完了以后呢，读书，甚至说叫读书完了叠加它的那些言辞言语的话，完了以后，当你读完这本书以后，你放在边上了以后，这样是不可以的。
And that's where we had our scripture verses that we read together this morning, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
这是为什么我们今天读书读一段经，这个 Proverbs 上面写的是。
So, first verse says, My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you.
所以就是说，我啊，你要若领受我的言语的话，你要记住我的命令。
That means having an attitude of learning.
所以这种态度就是说你不是光读书就完了，完了还要存下来，还要记住。
It means a disciplined commitment to studying God's word.
需要非常严谨的有训诫的来学习这个我们这个主的言辞言语。
To thirst, to yearn for God's word in a manner as if you're memorizing God's word. That's what storing up my commands within you means. You are trying to memorize or absorb and retain God's word.
我们要不光要存下来他这个主的这个言语，在你读完书以后，而且要把它这个分析，而且把它要理解了，记在你的心里头。
And verse 2 says, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding.
所以说侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明。
And applying your heart to understanding, like I said earlier, is not just a casual reading of God's word, but studying it with intensity and passion.
说你要读经的时候，每次你不能就是像读小说一样的，就是很放松的这么读，你要把它当成一个很这个当成一件事情，而且很认真，很这个很有强度的这种思维去读。
Are there any college students here? Anybody college?
今天有的 college student 一个
about high school students.
高中生有吗？
Anybody high school students?
高中生。
There's some that are going into high school.How about the rest of you who are in school, or maybe some of you who are already engineers and doctors? Please put up your hand, engineers and doctors. Let's see some.
这些有这些读个大学的 ，Yeah.
How did you study for your exams?
说你们怎么来学习的时候来准备你的期末考试
？Parents, how do you tell your children to study for exams?
你要是没去读过大学或什么，你一定也会有经验。你在怎么训导你的这个自己的孩子怎么去做这个期末考试
？Is that the same passion and intensity to learn it, absorb it, and retain it? Is it with that much passion and commitment that you read the most precious thing?
那么在现在问大家就是你在读这个经的时候，读圣经的时候，那你有这种这个热情或者是激情，在你准备像要期末考试那种来读我们的这个经，理解这个经。
Verse 3 says, Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding.
所以你呼求明哲，扬声求聪明。
And that calling out is a prayerful seeking, a loud lament of prayer.
这个时候他就说你要很这个渴求渴望，甚至哭着闹着要来要我要学习这个经这个书。
In fact, it is almost like somebody held a gun to your head and you're begging for your life. How passionate would you be? How loudly and how much will you ask for your life?
啊，就是给大家举个例子，就是说，如果有一个，就你要是有那种激情，像什么样的激情呢？就是说，如果有一个人，拿一把枪顶在你脑袋上，就是说，哎，你快没命了。那么这个时候你要求救命的时候，你会说一些什么话？你的那时候的心情是什么样子的？你有这种学习的心情吗
？If somebody held a gun to your head, would you say, "Let me go"? And then he says, "No." And I say, "Okay, kill me." Would you say that?
如果这个时候你能想象你自己在这种情况下，这个有人要杀你了，你就说请让我走吧。或者他说的不行，那你说那你就开枪吧。大家会这样子吗？还是会你会做一些求情，更近深一步的求情？
In fact, that is exactly the situation we are in, because Satan has a gun to our head right now. Because if we are in this life, he's threatening to kill us with our sin. For eternity, we will be dead.
所以说，我们现在的目前的情况呢？你想象呢？就实际上就是在这种情况下的，我们其实有一把枪就是顶着我们的。这个，我们因为我们有很多的罪恶。我们可以随时被处决了，但是呢，我们没有意识到这个严重性。
So and that's why we have our prayers of passionate outcry and anguish and pain. Lord, I want to know you. I want to understand you. I want to have a full knowledge of you. I want to become like Christ.Please, Lord, I want to become like Christ.
这个时候呢，就是所以说我们 suppose 应该有这种心情，就是说我们在就是这个大声的哭叫着，要从这种情形上解救出来，就是应该是我们要很大声的呼叫说的，嘿，让我来知道你，让我来认识你，让我来跟从你，让我来越来越像你，这种祈求，这种心情。
Verse 4 says, if you look for it as silver and search for it as for hidden treasure.
说寻找它呢，应该如寻找镶银子，搜求它如搜求隐藏的珍宝，没有。
It means having an utmost priority.
所以说我们的这个自己的这个priority, 就是我们的先后顺序应该是什么样子的。
In fact, more than any worldly treasure like gold or silver or your jobs or anything else that you desire, you put knowing about Christ as the topmost priority.
那就像我们要找寻找我们的珍宝，我们的这个金银财宝啊，还有包括甚至我们工作的时候，那时候你在寻求这些东西的时候，你能不能把这个我们这个基督耶稣呢，也放到这个很高的这个位置上来先后顺序？
And that's not just in attending church or attending a Bible study or doing all the right things. It doesn't stop there.
所以说呢，就是你看见不能是光是只是去教会，去这个做好事情，还有呢就是说做圣经学习 Bible study。如果你这三事情做好了以后是不够的。
But rather, it is to have.A change of heart, a change of attitude to pursue Christ like nothing else in this world mattered, not even your own life, not even your family, not your jobs, not this world, not this church building, but rather Christ.
那如果我们有那种要设想一下有这种激情，就是你如果爱主爱到或者是要追寻他的那个信息的情况到什么程度呢？到你的工作也不重要了。这个我们这个教会呢，这个 physical 这个 building 呢，也不重要了，就是所有的事情都不重要了。我要很热情、激情的去追寻他的时候。
So in other words, so when you do these things, you know, when you accept words, when you are passionate about learning, when you have an attitude of learning, when you apply your heart, when you call out for insight, when you make it your priority, what happens?
所以如果说我们变成是那样子的，就是把我们的心都变成是追求主到这种激情激切的程度的时候，大家可以想象我们那个时候会像什么样子。
So this says, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, then verse 5.
Okay, 所以是前面的是一二三四就说了，如果你能做这个，如果你要这样子的话，那么现在你就可以看见这个第五节会说的什么事情。
then you will understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God.
那么这个时候你就会明白，很明显的，你就会明白和敬畏这个耶和华，得以认识我们的真神。
So in other words, a clear and whole and perfect, complete understanding of God can be obtained, logically speaking, if you follow these things.
所以说，你根据我上面举的例子来说，你可以看见，就是说，如果是我们这个，做这个 ABC 甲乙丙丁刚刚点的这些事情，那么你就可以很有足够的就是认识和敬畏我们真神。
And we've already seen that in order to be a Christian, we have to become like Christ, and in order to be like Christ, we have to have complete knowledge of Him, and in order to have completeknowledge of Him, we need to do these things. We have to apply ourselves to the Word of God.
去这个跟从主啊，怎么向主？完了以后，我们必须要明白和认知他。那么要认知他，那我们就要做这个刚才讲的这个A B C D 这些事情。完了以后，这样子呢，才能有更深的认识。认识他了以后呢，我们才能更加像他。
So.Why is it important? So this is how we become Christians. We are Christians. We demonstrate that we are Christians. This is how we do it, by having an accurate knowledge of Christ by studying God's Word. Why is it important?
这个为什么我们变成基督徒是这么重要的呢？就刚才我们说了，我们学习他这个他的言语跟从他，完了以后呢，就是说有了所有那些东西呢，就是为什么是这些是非常重要的，让我们变成一个基督徒。
That's because that is God's intended purpose for us.
这是其实是主的这个意愿，让我们就要变成这个样子。
We saw earlier in Romans chapter 8 that the reason for which He created us is to be conformed to be in the image of His Son Jesus Christ, to become like Christ.
罗马书前面已经读了，就说也说了，就是说我们要他把我们创造成这个样子，就是像他那个儿子的这个 Christ 的样子。
So let's say you have a car. You know, how many of you have cars?
是大家都有汽车，是不是哈？
The purpose of the car is to take you from one place to another place, correct?
所以这个汽车的作用，小汽车的作用是把你从这个一点运载到另外一点。
So if the car won't take you from one place to another, it won't run, it doesn't have a steering wheel or doesn't have wheels, is it of any use to you?
如果是大家想象，如果这个 car 这个汽车呢，如果是用久了或者有其他什么原因，它如果比如说它轮子也不在了，或者它那个门也坏掉了，它不能完成这个工作，从这个 point B 到 point A 这一点，那大家怎么来处理这个 car?
So if the purpose of the car is to take you from place to place, and it won't do it, it's just junk.
那这样子呢，我要说这个，如果是它这个汽车呢，不能把你从这个 point A 到这个从 A 点到 B 点的话，那么我认为这个车是对你来说是没有用的，是个垃圾。
Likewise, if the purpose of man,as God intends for it, is to be like Christ, and we are not like Him, we are junk.
所以说可能引申到我们自己本身也是，因为我们这个主造我们的时候，让我们要像这个基督耶稣。如果说我们不像，不能完成这个工作的话，那我们是不是可以说我们自己也是像一个垃圾一样的？
And Jesus Himself says it in several places.I'll give you a couple of examples in Luke chapter 13, verses 24 through 27, which will be on the screen for you.
Yeah, 现在我要给大家几个例子，在这个路加福音的上面13章到24节，大家可以看一下在这个屏幕上面。
So he says there, make Luke chapter 13, verses 24 through 27, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter, but will not be able to.
这个路加福音十三章二十四节讲的是，耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进，却不能。”
Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside, knocking on the door and pleading, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I don't know you or where you come from."
Okay, 大家可以想象，如果是这个家里边的主人的话。他已经把门已经关上了，这个时候呢，你在敲门在说，哎，请让我进来。那么这个时候他就会说，哎，你是谁啊？你从哪里来的？我不认识你。
Verse 26 says, then you will say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.
那么那个时候你们要说，我们在你面前，前妻喝，切过喝过，你要在我们街上教训过人。
But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evil doers.
他那时候他也许会说我不认识你，也不知道你，你从哪里来的，你是不是从哪个什么地狱或者说是邪恶地方来的。
So these are people who are walking with Christ just like we do today, but when he returns there are some people he will say, I don't know you.
所以就是说呢，我们像今天讲的一个信息，就是说我们有很多甚至是弟兄姐妹朋友，他们在跟从耶稣基督耶稣，但是到基督耶稣回来的时候，基督耶稣就会跟他们说，哎，你是谁啊？我不认识你，你没有跟从我太紧太近。
Also in Matthew chapter 25, in the verses are 1 through 12, but you know I have asked for 10 through 12 on the screen. This tells the story of 10 virgins.
Okay, 这个马太福音这个在这个上面讲了。打到那个墙上，他就是说让我们知道这个故事就行了。
And some of them are prepared for the groom to come, and the others are not prepared. So when the groom does come, there are these five of them, half of them say, "I don't have oil in my lamp. Can I go get some oil?" Right? So they go away, but then when they return, the groom has already come, and what happens? Let's see.
所以说他就说这个故事就讲了，就说这个他这个新郎出去以后说的，没我还没有那个什么这个灯准备好，所以让他们出去去找灯。那么他回来了以后什么故事呢？他可以继续往下讲。
So verse 10 says, while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him and the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
Okay.
Later, the others also came and said, "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us."
所以说，你看那个新郎回来以后，那个门已经关上了，他就一直在叫唤，说：“哎，请把门打开，请把门打开。
”And verse 12, what does the groom reply? He replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you."
对，他就说这个新郎就说的，嘿，我不认识你，你从哪里来的
？So the same people consider us.Who were all waiting for Christ to come, ready, hopefully, and then we attend church and we are good people, we do all the right things, or so we think, but then some of us are not prepared. Some of us don't have a full understanding. Some of us are not conformed to be like Christ.
所以说大家可以想象，在我们大家这个人群中，我们不少人也做了很多的好事，去教会去学习圣经，但是呢他我们当那个这个主基督耶稣回来的时候呢，我们自己呢也许会面临这种不幸的这个情形，就是说他不认识我们。
And that is the truth of the Bible, that not anyone or everyone who says Lord, Lord,will enter into the eternal kingdom.
所以这个是非常正确准确的，在我们那个经常讲的，就是说在那个时候，你如果已经到了天堂门口的时候，你说哎，主啊主啊，请开门让我进来，那么有不少情况下的时候这个门是不会为你打开的。
Only those who are conformed to his image by having a full knowledge of him, byaccepting God's word and studying it and learning it and seeking it will have an opportunity to enter. They are the ones who are prepared.
这些天堂这个门呢，是为我们这些也在不断的学习它把自己变成自己越来越像它 而且有他的比较完整的信息，比较完整的印象，比较完整的知识的有关于我们主基督耶稣，才有机会被允许进入我们这个天堂这个门。
So that's my challenge for you. What is your decision?
所以今天呢，我给大家提出一个挑战的问题，就是说你的决定是什么样子的？
Are you going to be conformed to His image, like the Word tells us to be, and how we can be conformed to His image?
啊，那你是不是已经根据我们经上讲的书上学的，要来把自己变成他一样的这个影像，像他一样的。
Or are you going to squander your life away with good intentions, good people, good at heart, but no different than a good secular person, good Hindu, good Muslim, good Buddhist?
或者是你的选项呢？就是说你认为或者自己已经在做，认为我是一个好人。我有一个好的心肠，我也像举个例子来讲，就像我们的这个穆斯林弟兄姊妹，或者像印度教徒，或者说是这个佛教徒那样子的，做一个好人就够了。你会选择这样子的吗
？Did we have a Bible study at church today at 9:45?
我们今天晚上有 Bible study 吗？在9点钟晚上
？Today was there one?At 9:45, how many of you attended it, and how many of you had other high priority things because you don't have time for Bible study?
他说，因为我们这是一个 routine 的一个学习，所以说在问大家是不是都来学习了，还有今天你来不来，是不是还有你更其他的强的这个你要想先做的一些事情在你的这个 list 上面，在你的清单上面。
What else do we have in our lives that prevents us from learning more about Christ, which will make us more like Christ?
这个世上还有其他的能比这个来学习和这个认知我们的主这个事情更重要的吗？在这个世界上。
Remember God's exhortation to store up His commands.
就保存他的命令。
To apply your heart to understanding,
用你的心去学习，知道明白他。
To pray passionately about knowing Christ,
非常激情的去祈祷祷告，来认知知道我们的基督耶稣。
And to prioritize that above everything else,
在做这个总是把它放在最前面最先，在我们做事情或者想事情的时候
，and that demonstrates you're a Christian。
如果你能做到这样子的话，那么就可以向众人、世人，甚至你自己的心里边显示你是一个基督徒。
And if you're not, what do you think is your eternal future going to be？
如果你不是这样子的话，那么你能想象你的这个。以后离开这个世上的，你的生活会像什么样子的吗
？Let us pray, brothers, sisters.
让我们来祈祷。
God our Father, we praise you and we thank you for your word.
我们这个敬爱的上帝，我们感谢你，赞美你，你的言语言辞给我们的。
We ask for a desire to learn more about Christ.
我们请你给我们更多的这种祈求的希望来学习我们的基督耶稣。
We ask for an opportunity to change our desire to action.
我们请你给我们的赐给我们力量，让我们变成一个更有激情去学习你的一个心。
We ask for the help of your Holy Spirit to study your word and become like Christ.
我们请你给我们赐下你的圣灵，让我们更有力量来学习你的言语言辞更像你。
I pray, O Lord, that you touch and transform lives for eternity.
我祈祷你让我来这个达到用你的词语到每个弟兄姊妹的心里边去。
In Jesus' everlasting name, I pray.
Amen.
我们以基督耶稣的名义祈祷。Amen.
唱一首回应的诗歌是342首，主我愿向你，请大家一同站立。 Let's stand up.